In late December of 2018, the Michigan legislature funded $10 million to two ski jumps of the Western Upper Peninsula, Copper Peak near Ironwood and Pine Ski Jump in Iron Mountain. Copper Peak is not just a ski jump. It is one of only six ski flying hills in the world and the only ski flying hill in the Western Hemisphere. A ski flying hill is basically a very large ski jump. To understand the size of the Copper Peak jump, consider this. To go to the top, visitors take a chairlift up the hill, followed by an 18-story elevator, and then walk up eight flights of stairs. The existence of this gigantic jump reflects the deep history and passion of ski jumping in the region. Charles Supersinski has been the president of Copper Peak Incorporated since 1998 and remembers the neighborhood ski jumps in Bessemer.
Me and my brothers and a couple of friends, we built a small hill. We could jump about 75 feet. That's how I got involved. And I jumped some of the other small hills in this area. You know, at one time or another, there probably were a dozen or 15, 20 hills in different neighborhoods where the kids in that neighborhood built them themselves, and they would last a couple of years and then they were gone.
The Ironwood area had two ski jumps with national ski jump competitions before Copper Peak was built. The concept of creating the largest man-made ski jump in the world was envisioned in 1935. It took a dedicated group of supporters 35 years to engineer such a large jump and get the funds to build it in 1969. The first ski jumping competition was held in 1970, and the last one to date was in 1994.
So over the life of activity till 94, we had 10 events, and some great events, some international skiers here, and so forth.
Although Copper Peak has not had ski jumping for decades, dedicated volunteers have kept up the facilities and worked diligently to raise money and have an adventure ride available for May through October, during which people can take the chairlift, elevator, and stairs to the top of the structure for beautiful views. New hope for Copper Peak, which led to the recent grant, actually came from Europe. Bob Jackwart, who is CEO of Jackwart Fabric Products in Ironwood and the Copper Peak event organizer, explains.
Ski jumping became the number one watched winter sport in Europe about 6 years ago. And the World Cup event, which is the top tier of ski jumping, hasn't been to the United States since the Olympics. FIS is the governing body of ski jumping, Federation of International Skiing. And FIS ski jumping director Walter Hoffer wanted ski jumping in North America. And it turns out that most of his board members, who are in their 60s, at one time jumped off of Copper Peak and have phenomenal memories of Copper Peak. Those guys all said, if we're going to North America, let's get Copper Peak going. And we actually have a letter from FIS that they'll come back a minimum of 10 years.
The big obstacle of getting Copper Peak going has been due to the slope of the hill below the jump. The slope is too steep due to the new technique of ski jumping. Bob Jackwart explains.
Since Copper Peak jumped in 1994, the world records almost doubled with slower takeoff speeds because the athletes have figured out how to turn themselves into a wing as opposed to just jumping. When they jumped off of Copper Peak last time, their legs were parallel like you were skiing. Now their skis are in a V, which is holding more air up. And they've learned how to position their hands, so they're staying up longer. That different flight now needs a softer landing.
The other large improvement that is planned for Copper Peak is to transform it into a summer ski jump. Summer ski jumping has become a popular spectator sport in Europe in recent years. There is a summer competition, and a number of hills have been adapted to summer jumping. To do this, they need to add plastic track on the jump, which will have water run on it, and a plastic grassy-looking material covering the hill itself, which will be sprinkled with water during the jumping. There are good reasons to make it a summer ski hill.
The weather's always better. The fans will have a better time. It'll just be more enjoyable. We don't have to do any hill preparation. In the old days, the hardest part to groom was the tower because there's no way to get snow up there. They took snow up the elevator in 5 gallon pails and then went up to the top and just poured it down, and it slid down in plastic until it got to the spot they needed. And then skiers had skis on and they stomped on it with their skis. You know, 2 days before the meet, it's 35 degrees and it melts. The Copper Peak is going to be the largest ski jump in the world with a summer surface on it. So as soon as somebody jumps off of Copper Peak in the summer, Ironwood will have the summer world record, and we could have it for a very, very long time.
If all of the funding is secured and the improvements are completed over 2 years as expected, the first competition of snowless ski jumping is planned for September of 2020.
So Copper Peak has been offered the last event of the summer series. We will crown the summer world champion. It's pretty exciting to think that this thing will be seen by millions of people around the world, that they'll see us in fall color. And the one thing that no ski jump has, they all have those beautiful mountain views, but nobody can go up on top of a ski jump and look to their left and see the biggest lake in the world.
This is Moni Shackelford for WXPR Radio.